Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. You know, we exist today in a sad and sorry state, and you want to know what got us here? Do you want to know? It's because we have good manners. It's because we're polite. In a misguided sense of misplaced kindness, we failed to call it as we saw it. Stupid people, deluded people, and or malicious people all confronted us with their stupid, deluded, and or malicious nonsense. And instead of telling them to, you know, get out of our face, we smiled and we tolerated it. Now we got dudes setting records in women's sports. We got roving bands of mouth-thong vigilantes pestering those of us who exercise facial freedom. And communists who have decided that racism is cool as long as it's useful to their agenda. We should have told them no the first time they opened their yaps. But here in the United States, we are friendly. We don't like to give offense. We want to live and let live. And we should not have lived and let live when confronted by these freaks. We should have lived and let these weirdos, losers, and mutations have it with both barrels. Now we have to clean up a mess that has resulted from refusing to set sane limits on what we would tolerate. We allowed them to exploit our indulgence, and as a result, our indulgence was totally exploited, and our culture is being driven full speed into a wall. We need to be intolerant of stupidity, intolerant of delusions, and intolerant of those who want to change our country into a giant college run by the kind of people you avoided when you walked across campus. When the first dude approached us and announced that he was now Gladys, our society defaulted to kindness. Somebody who's suffering gender dysphoria does not need to have more pain heaped upon him or her, and we had no desire as a society to compound that pain. But tolerating this confusion was not enough. The demand became to celebrate it and pretend it was real. But it isn't real. A man can never menstruate or give birth or ask for directions. A woman cannot be a father or generally carry 120 pounds of weapons and gear to fully appreciate the Dirty Dozen. These are facts. These are written. These are science. And I believe in science. But when the first requirement that we use some bizarre and silly pronoun to acknowledge a fake gender identity was issued, we should have laughed in his or her because there's only his or her face. Charitably, it is delusional. No one is two-spirit or genderqueer or some other ridiculous label. Male, female, done. But if it is not merely delusional, it is stupid because, again, the whole science thing. If you're one or the other, if you're unhappy with that, take it up with God. Even worse, there are those who may be delusional and or stupid, but who are also evil in that they seek to undermine the foundations of society in pursuit of some neo-Marxist helltopia Old school Marxists would have none of this, but the new ones are more cunning. If they can break down the family, they break down the final defense against the left's total power. And the elimination of binary sex distinctions turns the family into a morass of chaos and confusion. This is why they want children to embrace their gender fluidity. Along with the welfare state, you have a two-pronged attack on our culture's last redoubt. But by not pushing back from the beginning, we let it happen. A little nibbling at the edges of the reality was easy to excuse. Gosh, what's the harm in calling Janie Johnny if she, he, asks us to? But this snowballs until it becomes a requirement, enforced by the entire establishment. And that includes alleged conservatives who can never submit too abjectly with spineless establishment simps such as the Sorry David French, making a conservative case for drag queen indoctrination of our kids. We should have laughed in their faces and called them by their true names. So when the pandemic panic became a joke, people still treated the mask militia as if they were merely misguided instead of Chardonnay-soaked fascists, habilitating us to submission in the form of showing our papers and wearing our muzzles. They don't want what's best for us. They want what's best for them, and that is to exercise power over normal people and compel our obedience. We should have laughed in their faces and told them what they could go mask. And then there's the race hustlers. They leverage our natural disdain for actual bigotry to impose a complex system for academic horse hockey that inevitably comes out to your being evil and having a moral obligation to give up freedom and money to the left. You do have to hand it to the people who pronounce colorblindness to be racist. They are amazingly immune from hypocrisy, especially in the way they apply their CRT dogma in an absolutely colorblind way. Anyone can be a white supremacist regardless of color, ethnicity, or creed. And this includes black people like Justice Clarence Thomas and radio announcer Larry Elder. And it's a weird twist on Dr. King's advocacy that they ended up judging others based upon the content of their character. If you have some character, these communists hate you regardless of your skin tone. We should have laughed at them the first time these freaks tried to force this garbage on our kids and schools and used it to justify crime and social pathologies. But we didn't do that, and we wanted to bend over backward to avoid even the potential association with actual racism. Our enemies knew that, so they lied about us knowing we would be repelled. So, here we are today, and today it's time to wake up. And it's time to wake up to the fact that all of this is lies, and people are waking up, at least the normal ones. The soft suburban sissies whose spines were surgically removed in college won't, but normal people will. The weirdos and the losers and the mutations who demand our absence have pushed it too far. The backlash is underway. It started with fighting the CRT and COVID crap in Virginia. It will get to the gender nonsense soon enough. The strategic problem for the weirdos and losers and mutations is that they lack actual combat power. They can't make us do anything. You understand that, right? They can't make us do anything. But they can cancel here and there. But their success requires our acquiescence. And the polls show we're no longer giving it. And look at what the polls say about our Latinx citizens. First of all, they hate Latinx. Second, they hate the word. Second, they're split 50-50 Republican to Democrat. And they were supposed to be the key to the perpetual Democrat rule, replacing those icky, sweaty, cisgendery working class brutes. But the Democrats never actually bothered to meet any actual Hispanics. Did they imagine that Hispanics would buy into their sons morphing into daughters, or BLM running rampant, or the economic chaos imposed on working folks by the DoorDash gentry in the wake of the virus? We'll continue this when we get back, because this is just so you know, this is Lock and Load. 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Now then, I was talking about our politeness and the way we have tolerated things and everything else up to this point. And the only thing that I can think of where you fool people, which is their thing, all of their stuff has been fooling people. It's been lies. It has nothing to do with reality. Is eventually that caves in on itself. This comes finally crashing down on whoever's running this little game. And this is the problem they face. Now, just like I was talking about with Dan Zimmerman in the previous hour, doing this, you need to be aware. And this is where their problem comes, because they're not aware. They're not aware of what all of this is doing. Right now, GoFundMe. GoFundMe got away with taking down young Kyle Rittenhouse's his page to help pay for his legal fund. And nobody said anything about that. But now they've done it again. And now they've got a lot of people calling them out. You know, Elon Musk called them out. Ron DeSantis, because they're stationed in, or they're headquartered, I think, in Florida, is talking about investigating them. And Ted Cruz is talking about investigating them, too. And right now, Ted Cruz can't really investigate them today. But it won't always be that way. So, their mistake is that they believe that we won't remember. And that's the big mistake. Because then, this is what's happening now, what is building the groundswell like a tsunami out there, is the cultural counterattack. In 2022, we will elect at every level politicians with a clear set of instructions. You'll notice right now in the fake stream media, they're telling you, well, redistricting favors Democrats. Don't get too excited about that just yet. The clear set of instructions will be put a stop to this nonsense. And the GOP had better listen to this, because this is their last hurrah. Because we will mercilessly reject and replace any politician who would tolerate instead of terminate the leftist cultural onslaught. And they're going to cry. They're going to point out our better natures. They're going to point out that we're better than this. We're going to hear how we're mean and how we're racist and sexist and transphobic and whatever, and develop the capability of not caring about what you get called from this point forward. Because they're going to call you stuff no matter what you do. So just get used to it. They lost their benefit of the doubt privileges when they decided they would push beyond a mere polite request for tolerance, which we were happy to grant, to a demand for control over us. So, herein lies their problem. It's twofold. They are a minority. There's not that many of them out there. There's a lot of noisy people that want you to mask. There's a lot of noisy people that want you to show your papers and all this other stuff. And this is about to be canceled. That part of it is about to be canceled. New Jersey is giving it up. There will be other states now that will give it up. Pretty soon it will only be Joe Biden. He'll be the only head of state in the world that thinks we should continue to have mandates and papers and all this other stuff, while in the interim, everybody else, all 50 states, because, I mean, Phil Murphy is not exactly Captain Conservative. He's not a bastion of rights when it comes to certain things. And he sees the writing on the wall. So right now what they've got to do is they have to save face prior to the election. And what they think is going to happen is they think that you're going to look at them and say, oh, thank God it's normal again. We don't have to wear a mask on an airplane, on a train, in a hospital, in a this, in a that. And we're all going to be so thankful that we're just going to vote for them again. We're just going to forget about the rising crime. We're going to forget about the fact that, demonstrably they cannot manage an economy. We're going to forget about the lies and the fear that they plied upon us for 2 years in this information operation of COVID-19. Now, COVID-19 is real, but it is not really dangerous. If 1% of us are going to die from it, what's the percentage? What's the percentage for people that have comorbidities that get the flu? That are 85, 86, 89 years old. What about those guys? What do we know about them? Did anybody ask? Nobody's asked. Because COVID has been front and center. Nobody died last year of a heart attack. Notice that? Nobody died. Nobody died of the flu. Nobody died of kidney failure or anything else because it was all COVID, COVID, COVID. And prior to COVID, everybody lived forever. Nobody died, even though we actually had about, 51,000 people dying, a month. Or, excuse me, a week. 51,000 a week. And you know what? That's because that is the natural course of life. We live our life, and at the end, we go to a reward. And it is a reward. It is rest. But prior to that, they wanted you to believe that if you just supported them, they could stop death. So, to the weirdos and losers and mutations and everything, they need to understand one thing. We're not interested in tolerating their junk anymore. They had a chance to be cool, to lead, to show some semblance of humanity based upon what this country needed, and they failed to do so. They blew it. So now they can kindly get the hell out of our faces because it is time for us to move on. We are on the brink of the greatest freedom, and it's time to move on to that. We've tried this. It didn't work. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FDA is postponing a meeting that was supposed to go over data from trials of COVID-19 vaccines in young kids. The agency saying it needs more time to consider new data and allow for transparent public discussion as they mull over approval for the vaccines. This comes after Pfizer delayed their request to the FDA to authorize a vaccine for children under 5 years old. A Canadian judge says he would grant police permission to forcibly remove a group of protesters who have choked off most access to a U.S.-Canada trade corridor. This as President Biden and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau have been talking about the ongoing blockade of the key bridges, the White House saying Trudeau promised a quick action to enforce laws and restore the open passage of the crossings. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Senate is sending a bill to President Biden's desk.
The Senate has followed the House in passing a measure that would end forced arbitration clauses for victims of workplace sexual assault and harassment. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
For decades, arbitration clauses have been routinely tucked into the fine print of employment contracts. Today, they impact about 60 million Americans, and many people may not even realize such clauses affect them until it is too late.
The bill now heads to President Biden for him to sign. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Elon Musk says he's confident the next generation Starship rocket will be at the end of the year. SpaceX has nearly a $3 billion contract with NASA to use the mega rocket to bring astronauts and cargo to the moon by 2025. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Now then, it is a basic principle of psychological warfare and propaganda that the assignment of a name that sticks to somebody or something can make or break that person or entity. A fictional example from the Game of Thrones series exemplifies this. If you're a slave in Meereen and somebody called the Mother of Dragons and the Breaker of Chains is outside your master's walls with the army, you'll probably pick up anything you can use as a weapon to join a slave revolt. If we look at a real, you know, if we look at a real historical example, serfs who had previously been willing to do almost anything to avoid service in the Russian army, including knocking out their front teeth so they could not bite open musket cartridges, were eager to follow Alexander Suvorov, also known as the Russian Hannibal. He took real good care of his soldiers, and tended to win lopsided victories with minimal losses to his own side. Now suppose, instead, that you're a German soldier during the Second World War and the Allies have named your general Fedor von Bock der Stuber. Which means, let's go get killed, because he said the greatest thing a German soldier could do is die for Germany. You'd probably want to surrender the earliest opportunity, especially if you also learned that General Patton had meanwhile told his soldiers that the idea of war is to make the enemy die for his country. When your general and the opposing general have the same agenda, then you have a real problem. Oh, Tricky Dick stuck similarly to Richard Nixon, but not enough to keep him from becoming president in 1968. Now we have crazy Kamala Harris and President Houseplant, courtesy of conservative talk show host Ben Shapiro, Biden. Meanwhile, there's the Hamas American Bund to equate the entire anti-Israel boycott, divestment, and sanctions BDS movement to Hitler's useful idiots of the late 1930s. Right now you're going, what does this have to do with anything? Well, supporters of the Second Amendment have depicted their adversaries as gun grabbers. The problem is that swing voters who do not own guns, much less hoplophobes, who would probably like all the guns be grabbed, do not care about our Second Amendment rights. But, but everybody has nothing but contempt for medical quacks. Fake doctors who take desperate patients' money and deliver worse than useless remedies in return. A quack is worse than a fraud who merely steals money. The quack's remedies are harmful and divert the patient from life-saving medical treatment until it is too late. So, dangerous quack is not an overstatement. The houseplant in chief has dispensed advice that could easily, if acted upon, turn you into either a convicted felon or a corpse. Like, Joe Biden's shotgun advice could land Jill Biden in jail. States that felony aggravated menacing, reckless endangering charges could result from shooting a gun in the air. This is under the laws of Delaware, and Biden is presumably still licensed to practice law. Missouri attorneys Mark and Patricia McCluskey, meanwhile, pled guilty to charges for merely displaying firearms, as opposed to actually firing them to warn protesters off their property. Now, Biden's quackery is not limited, however, to recommending the unlawful and reckless discharge of firearms, a practice discouraged by anybody responsible in the Second Amendment community. He also said, instead of standing there and teaching a cop when there's an unarmed person coming at them with a knife or something, you shoot them in the leg instead of the heart is a very different thing. Well, that's interesting. I watched a video today of a female police officer backing up, Glock in hand. Now, this woman knows what she's doing with a gun. No doubt about this one. The problem is that she's shooting this guy center mass, and she shoots him the entire magazine, which I think that's either a Glock 19 or a 17. If it's a 19, it's 15 rounds. If it's a 17, it's 17 rounds. And, you know, the question becomes, well, if he's being shot with 15 or 17 rounds and he's not going down, what would shooting him in the leg do? This guy was coming at her with a knife. And he sustained multiple hits. He managed, in fact, to apparently reach her weapon and jam it momentarily because the body cam video shows her clearing it so she can continue to fire. And had she followed the houseplant and chef's quack advice by shooting to wound, it would probably have been end of a watch for her. Then there's more quackery from Pennsylvania's Attorney General, Josh Shapiro, who's probably going to be the Democratic nominee for governor this year. we get this. Our coalition of AGs is fighting to defend Vermont's right to ban large capacity magazines. These magazines have one deadly purpose, and that's to hold the most ammo and to kill the most people. There's no reason any civilian should have access to a large capacity magazine. Well, civilians need high-capacity magazines for the same reason police officers need them, as shown by the experience of the officer who was almost killed by a knife unarmed suspect, despite emptying a full high-capacity magazine, defending herself from him. A woman in Georgia. She emptied a handgun against a home invader, got 4 or 5 hits for 6 shots. He probably didn't kill her and her only child only because he didn't know that her weapon was empty. He fled the house and was arrested later. And the bottom line is that firearm quacks like Biden and Shapiro are, if allowed to hold positions of responsibility, likely to get law-abiding people killed. Now, then there's Masoud Ayoub. He wrote, limiting the law-abiding citizen to a magazine of 10 rounds or less will clearly limit their ability to protect themselves from violent criminals in certain situations. Such limits on magazine capacity are likely to impair the ability of citizens to engage in lawful self-defense in these crime incidents, necessitating that the victim fire many rounds in order to stop the aggressive actions of offenders. I watched a video, everybody remembers this, that college professor who came up on that that cop, guns up and out on this guy, and this guy is steady coming at him, and he's taking every round into his body, in center mass, and he takes most of that guy's magazine before he goes down. Then there's other evidence that Biden is a firearms quack. He said gun manufacturers are the only industry in America that is exempted from being sued, and I find it to be outrageous. Well, that's not true. They have no protection from lawsuits for defective products that, when handled responsibly for their intended purpose, cause death or injury. Sort of like a Ford Pinto, you know? They are protected from junk lawsuits by unscrupulous lawyers, though. So they're just quacks. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money to brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer?
Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On the firing line from the guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Now then, from the desk of Rob Morse, I know that what we have 15 million new gun owners out there, and they're hearing things from all kinds of places right now. And if you go and look, I remember in the 70s, during the martial arts film explosion, there were guys coming out, and they had black belts in everything. I mean, they had them in Kung Fu, Hong Kong, Ping Pong. I mean, they had a black belt in everything. And right now, we're seeing this in there's a bunch of, quote, tactical instructors that are out there. They get on the social medias, and they do absolutely crazy things. And I mean, they develop these complicated plans. And the simplicity of armed self-defense escapes them because it all comes down to time. Now, the first thing you have to accept is that a criminal is not going to be out like shoe shopping and then say, hey, that guy over there looks like I could probably take him in a fight. And then they're going to, they already have a plan. That's their plan. When they're out there doing this kind of thing. So here's some suggestions for people that they're probably hearing right now. They probably think it's okay to do. Like, I only carry a firearm when I'm going someplace dangerous. Well, the first rule of gunfighting is if you know someplace is dangerous, don't go. And if you have that crystal ball to know something is dangerous, why would you go? If there was no compelling reason, why would you go? I mean, I carry a gun everywhere I go because I don't have that crystal ball. I mean, 9,000 times today, people use guns in self-defense. Every hour of every day, people are getting attacked. And for those of you that look at the law of averages and say, well, I only need this and I only need this much and the likelihood of this being this way, my question becomes, why are you even carrying a gun? Do not pay attention to the law of averages. Plan for every trip to be a dangerous trip. Part of being defensive, which you want to, you know, defensive is your first step. It's your first place, is to aware, you know, admit that you're aware of the risk. Then there's the old give the robbers what they want, just be a good witness, then call the police and let them handle it. They're going to do what they have to do as fast as they can do in the shortest amount of time they can do it. And violence works because most people are not violent people. So if they're screaming at you, if they're punching you, if they're stabbing you, if they're shooting you, you're wagering that that's all they want to do. But I mean, you know, it needs to stop at verbal threats. At verbal threats, then the bar, now you're at the bar of lethal defense. It's okay to sit there and say, I hope he's happy with my truck keys. But I'm, you know, we're asking for mercy from people that don't have that. And letting the fight be dictated by your opponent means you're going to lose. You need to, at this point, if you have the means and the training, you need to shift from being defensive and go completely offensive, hyper-violent. And being a good witness, that's not a bad idea. It sounds smart. But, you know, we're not, this is going to be quick. This is going to be quick. We're not going to have time to, you know, unshake our heads and unrattle our brains and go, oh, he's wearing brown loafers and jeans and a black shirt that buttons in the front. Some police departments have a level. I mean, you may as well just say he took a grand. And if they, you know, the average police response time is 11.11 minutes, how long do you want to be punched? And if you want to be a good witness, that's great. I don't want to be a victim. I don't want to be a victim of any, in any way, shape, or form. Then there's the old, I have a gun up on the shelf in my bedroom so my family is safe. Feeling safe is very different from actually being safe. I have a gun on the console right here in front of me. I have a gun when I go to the restroom. I have a gun when I eat. I have a gun, I have a gun, I have a gun. All the time. Because it's not going to be convenient. When I'm in my home, if my home is invaded, it's not going to be convenient. If I hear glass breaking, if I hear a boom, when I respond to this, I'm responding to a gun in hand. And I'm doing this, the reason you do this is because you don't want, while you're out there saying, where did I put that gun? In the meantime, if you are the target of the home invasion, they'll be coming. And they'll be upon you while your back is turned. Then you should keep that unloaded for safety. Then I know, like, there's a lot of people that talk about carrying an open chamber or the empty chamber on the first, you know, and having to rack that slide and everything else. I'm looking for seconds. If I want to rack the slide or insert the magazine or whatever it is I'm going to do after I draw the gun, I don't even need to be able to draw the gun fast. And I guarantee you, in less than 5 seconds in a standard self-defense gunfight, there's going to be a decision as to who won that one. So getting out there and saying, did I have this one loaded or not? Now, some places like Tactical Response train you to think every gun is unloaded and rack the slide. Then they also train you to make sure that every gun you carry, you rack the slide and make sure there's a round in there. And you know there's a round in there. You know, if somebody tells you, I don't carry a round in my chamber, first thing I'd ask him is, how long have you been an instructor? Have you ever been in a gunfight? A lot, you know. And this is the thing. If a gun isn't ready to go, if it isn't in that very precipitous position of being locked and loaded, why bring it? It's not useful. It's a gun-shaped paperweight. We've adapted guns in a great many ways, and we've made them man portable. We've made them small enough and at the same time strong enough to be able to shoot a load that will take down a man if you know how to hit him in the right places. Then we learned how to carry a gun and it not show. Then we learned how to build a gun that you could carry that would not show. We learned how to take a gun that is full-sized and shoot it, and a microgun and how to shoot it. And out there, in the ether, is this great piece of knowledge, this great body of work, where you can get out there and figure out what is what and what isn't. But it boils down to this. Anybody with an open mind can learn how to handle a weapon. And that means all the things that, you know, people tell you that you should do. Anything that is telling you not to carry a gun and not to have it ready to go is suspect. Always look upon it with a jaundiced eye. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.